Educación y Radio vuelve a la sintonía de Radio Universidad en el curso 2021-2022. Si quieres conocer todas las iniciativas que se están llevando a cabo en nuestro entorno educativo con la radio y con instrumento formativo, escucha Educación y Radio. Un espacio de Radio Universidad de Salamanca, coordinado por Laura Alonso y que puedes escuchar los lunes a las 8 de la tarde en la 89.0 o en radio.usal.es. Educación y Radio.
Aladas Palabras, el podcast literario y cultural del IES Federico García Bernalt.
Sed bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Aladas Palabras, el programa de radio del Instituto Federico García Bernalt. Hoy tenemos el gusto de contar con la colaboración de dos intérpretes de música charra, además de crítica musical contemporánea en inglés y presentación de nuestro compromiso con el medio ambiente también en inglés. Esperemos que os guste.
Hola, buenas. Yo me llamo Jacinto.
Y yo me llamo Sergio.
Y vamos a tocar el tamborín y la gaita en el Instituto IES Federico García Bernalt. Vamos a empezar con algunas canciones, nos iremos cambiando entre Sergio y yo para que, bueno, se nos pueda escuchar a los dos perfectamente. Yo, Jacinto, voy a empezar tocando el tío Vicente, una jota.
Hola, soy Sergio y yo ahora voy a tocar un picao serrano, el baile de las viejas. Bueno, ahora vamos a presentar un poco lo que tocamos y dónde lo hemos aprendido y tal.
Yo llevo desde el 2015, aunque estuve bastante tiempo sin tocar, decidí volver y aprendí con Vicente Pérez Oliva, pero ahora estoy con Sergio, con el tamborilero Bustos.
Bueno, yo también llevo tocándolo desde los 6 años y bueno, es algo que desde mi familia me lo han inculcado siempre, es algo que siempre me ha gustado y bueno, pues desde pequeño. Bueno, ahora vamos a ir con una canción que sale un poco de lo tradicional, el Despacito. Thank you.
soy Jacinto y voy a tocar Los pajaritos de San Antonio. Es una canción que se puede tocar con varios ritmos, pero yo voy a tocarla con el ritmo de Pasacalles. Antiguamente, en los pueblos de la sierra, solía haber muchos más tamborileros, pero ahora quedan bastantes pocos, pero los pocos que quedan saben tocar muy bien. Ahora, los dos juntos, vamos a tocar la clara.
Bueno, ahora para continuar voy a tocar un fandango serrano a la Basilisa. Normalmente estas canciones se suelen interpretar en fiestas o en momentos de misa. Bueno, hay diferentes ritmos para diferentes bailes y bueno, lo que hemos tocado son diferentes tipos de bailes y Jacinto ha tocado también un pasacalles, que eso se toca cuando, por ejemplo, se hace un traslado de una virgen a la ermita y tal, se tocan pasacalles. Y luego lo que he tocado yo y la jota que ha tocado Jacinto, bueno, son para que los bailen los charros y las charras. Bueno, ahora como despedida vamos a tocar Jacinto y yo juntos la botella.
El objetivo de este baile es intentar no caer la botella hasta el final de la canción. Thank you.
Winged Words, Our Knowledge in English.
Hi, we're students from IES García Bernal, and we're going to talk about how music has changed throughout the decades, starting from 1970, ending in 2010.
Hi, I'm Lini. I'm going to talk about the 70s. The 1970s was a decade of great variety in the music industry. Hard rock got harder, soft rock got softer, and artists frustrated with standard musical forms tossed them aside and started their own. For fans of those new forms such as punk, new wave, funk, or disco music, this was a great innovation. But others hated the music and even formed groups to express their hatred of disco. They believed that punk culture was the sign of the downfall of civilization. In the 1960s, hard rock had emerged as a way of protecting the rebellious and angry spirit of rock and roll. In the 1970s, musicians like Kiss, Led Zeppelin, or Black Sabbath took hard rock in different directions. Kiss was less famous for its music than for its explosive stage shows and outrageous costumes. Led Zeppelin inspired a cult following, encouraged by its almost mystical lyrics and the band's hard-living reputation. Rock got softer in the 1970s as well, thanks to performers like the Eagles, the Carpenters, and the Swedish group ABBA, the most successful pop group of the 1970s. In punk and new wave music, rock split off in other directions. Punk music was an expression of the punk subculture, which protested the boredom and similarity of society. Played by bands like The Clash, The Sex Pistols, and The Ramones, the music was loud, fast, and angry. New wave bands like The Pretenders, The Talking Heads, and The Cars also engaged in cultural commentary, but with a weird sense of humor. New wave music grew to be an important but hard-to-define part of rock music. The African-American musical form, funk, combined rock rhythm and blues, jazz and soul, and came to be associated with Black Pride and civil rights and the civil rights movement. Its most famous artists were Parliament Funkadelic, Curtis Mayfield, Sly and the Family Stone, and James Brown. Disco developed out of funk in the late 1970s as black and white bands combined rock and funk in order to make dance music. This was the era of the 1970s where musical styles often clashed.
Hello, I'm Irene, and I'm going to talk about music in the 80s. In the 80s, electronic music and dance pop started to gain popularity. This was a decade of great artists such as Michael Jackson and Madonna, and great bands such as Queen. One of the most important events was the creation of the cable network MTV, which showcased music videos. 80s music is valued because of its complexity. Artists created the foundation of pop music, with rich voices and innovative visions. And now I'm going to play an extract from one of the most played songs of this decade, which is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Hi, I'm Leia. I'm going to talk about music in the 90s. During the good old 90s, people started to enjoy other genres of music such as punk rock, pop rock, grunge, although hip-hop was still very successful. In general, the music taste took a pretty big turn from the sugary 80s pop, as many people would call it. Bands such as Nirvana or Radiohead, both fairly alternative, were the most popular and in demand. I would also like to point out how the popular choice of music changed drastically before and after the decade. Up next, the most played song of the decade, Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Hello, I'm Mario and I'm going to talk about music in the 2000s. In this period appears different types of music, like hip-hop, rock and pop. The most important artists in these years were Britney Spears, Beyoncé and Daddy Yankee. Britney Spears and Beyoncé sang pop music and Daddy Yankee released reggaeton. In these years, Britney Spears dropped an album which sold 1 million copies within 2 hours of its release. One of the most popular songs on this decade was Single Ladies by Beyoncé.
Hello, I'm Noelia and I'm going to talk about the 2010s. In the 2010s, the most listened genres were pop, rap, trap, reggaeton and hip-hop. In pop, artists like Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes, Charlie Puth, Taylor Swift or Selena Gomez were very famous. Some of them were starting their careers, for example, Justin Bieber with his first single, Baby. The hip-hop became more popular and the rap was succeeding with artists like Eminem or Kanye West. In this decade, the boy bands and girl bands were very popular, for example, One Direction, Little Mix, Big Time Rush or Fifth Harmony. Although not all of them are still together today, but some of the members of these boy bands succeed alone. In the Spanish music, the trap and reggaeton become the most listened genre, and this music started to be listened all over the world with artists like Shakira, Daddy Yankee, Maluma or Enrique Iglesias. One of the most listened songs was See You Again by Charlie Puth.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Thank you for listening. We hope you liked it.
Winged Words, our knowledge in English.
Hi everyone. We are first year high school students from the IES Federico García Bernal High School, located in the province of Salamanca, in Spain. We have decided to enter this contest because we believe that our facilities, specifically the garden, can bring a lot of benefits to the environment. In our day-to-day, many times we are not aware of how much we can help nature just by acquiring simple habits or installation. And it is for this reason that we have decided to share with you the things to achieve a better world together. Before we get a start on this backyard tour, we want to highlight why you need to start thinking about nature.
Nowadays, very few people think about the importance of caring for animals, trees, or any other living being. However, these are really important for our survival.
Now, yes, to begin, we are going to name everything that our high school presents to support this problem. We have solar panels, a large number of trees of different species, a greenhouse, hens, and a small orchard.
In this high school, we are in favor of the use of renewable energies. For this, we have, for example, solar panels, with which we take advantage of the sun's energy to provide heat. On one hand, we find the advantage of using the sun's energy, like it is renewable and we also do not waste other non-renewable energies as oil. But on the other hand, we find the disadvantage that there are cloudy months in which there is not much sun. We also have many species of trees, which gives a happy atmosphere to the high school, and it is also in favor of biodiversity. The green areas in school improve the performance of the student, as they help them stay focused on their task. Taking care of the trees gives students a responsibility and help them understand the importance of nature.
Greenhouse. The greenhouse of our high school is used for the growth of plants and vegetables. Thanks to the cover of the greenhouse, we can protect plants against the cold of winter and regulate the temperature, humidity, and other environmental factors. This promotes plant growth. Apart from plants, there are hens in our greenhouse.
In our high school, in the part more related to the environment, we have hens. The hens are inside the greenhouse. Having animals in our school is very interesting, as you can learn many things related to animals, in this case, in particular, about hens. Our teachers teach us the different cares that the hens need. Every month, we take a different course to take care of them. Thanks to this, we know how important animals are, and that is why we have to take care of our planet so that they don't disappear.
Small orchard. Our orchard is a small grove of intense cultivation. A school orchard like ours encourages children to grow their own vegetables and fruits. In addition, thanks to the school garden, they are taught to protect the environment, farming techniques, and sustainable methods for food production.
This is a small summary of what our high school is and the importance we give to the care of our planet. We are very proud to be able to contribute to do our bit in everything related to the environment.
Nuestra recomendación de hoy.
Ahora voy a hablaros de un texto de Amadís de Gaula y lo voy a comparar con otro del ingenioso hidalgo Don Quijote de la Mancha. En este fragmento de Amadís de Gaula se relata la carta que su amada Oriana le envía para dar por terminada la relación que hay entre ambos. La fama de Amadís suscita admiración en otras damas y Oriana sospecha que éste le ha sido infiel. A él le produce una gran desolación y decide retirarse del mundo y recogerse en un lugar aislado para hacer penitencia amorosa. Don Quijote, por su parte, le escribe una carta a Dulcinea, Aldonza Lorenzo, que será llevada por Sancho al Toboso para relatarle las hazañas de su amo y decirle el amor que le profesa, mientras el caballero de triste figura se quedará en Sierra Morena haciendo penitencia. En ambas historias hay similitud. Ambos, el héroe Amadís y el antihéroe Quijote, tienen en su mente a una dama, Oriana y Dulcinea. La diferencia es que, mientras Oriana es la amada real del Amadís, Dulcinea, Aldonza Lorenzo, ni siquiera sabe el amor que siente Alonso Quijano por ella. Oriana es culta, de linaje noble, y Aldonza es una campesina analfabeta. La causa que mueve al Amadís a hacer penitencia es real. Él sufre porque su amada le ha dejado. Sin embargo, el Quijote hace penitencia por imitarle. Entre ambas obras hay grandes diferencias que se aprecian al comparar dos textos. El Amadís pertenece a la literatura medieval fantástica de caballerías, en la que el protagonista es un héroe admirado de linaje noble que busca fama e inmortalidad. Es perfecto. Al contrario que el Quijote, que crea su propia realidad, es un antihéroe y aunque busca fama e inmortalidad, lo único que consigue es la mofa y la ridiculización de la sociedad que le rodea. Es imperfecto, pues actúa de forma grotesca, como un niño que se cree su propio juego. Este marca el final de las novelas de caballerías, convirtiéndose en la novela más importante de la literatura moderna. Mientras que el Amadís vence a muchos gigantes, dragones y fieras, Quijote no venció más que a su locura al final de sus días. Hasta aquí nuestro programa de hoy, último de esta temporada. Os esperamos de nuevo en septiembre con ganas renovadas. Feliz verano y merecido descanso.
Aladas Palabras, el podcast literario y cultural del IES Federico García Bernalt.
Educación y Radio vuelve a la sintonía de Radio Universidad en el curso 2021-2022. Si quieres conocer todas las iniciativas que se están llevando a cabo en nuestro entorno educativo con la radio como instrumento formativo, escucha Educación y Radio. Un espacio de Radio Universidad de Salamanca, coordinado por Laura Alonso y que puedes escuchar los lunes a las 8 de la tarde en la 89.0 o en radio.usal.es. Educación y Radio. Educación y Radio vuelve a la sintonía de Radio Universidad en el curso 2021-2022. Si quieres conocer todas las iniciativas que se están llevando a cabo en nuestro entorno educativo con la radio como instrumento formativo, escucha Educación y Radio. Un espacio de Radio Universidad de Salamanca, coordinado por Laura Alonso y que puedes escuchar los lunes a las 8 de la tarde en la 89.0 o en radio.usal.es. Educación y Radio. Fading back into the night.